Limitations of induced pluripotent stem cells in 2026. Induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs, continue to anchor a large portion of the regenerative medicine and cell therapy markets. Their flexibility and theoretical scalability make them attractive for disease modeling, drug screening, and therapeutic development. Yet, in 2026, a set of persistent limitations continues to restrict their widespread clinical adoption. These issues influence timelines, regulatory strategies, and commercial pathways for companies building therapies around IPSC platforms. Tumorigenicity, a central safety barrier. Tumorigenicity remains the most well-recognized risk associated with pluripotent cells. Even a small number of contaminating undifferentiated iPSCs can form teratomas in vivo. Developers must therefore invest heavily in purification steps, ultrasensitive detection assays, and strict release criteria. Companies such as Blue Rock Therapeutics and the Novo Nordisk supported Life Edit Therapeutics have publicly described tumorigenicity mitigation strategies that rely on high purity differentiation, positive selection markers, and suicide gene technologies. Despite progress, these methods add cost and complexity. Regulatory agencies continue to scrutinize tumorigenicity testing, which means developers must validate their assays to a level suitable for clinical release. Epigenetic memory and reprogramming artifacts. iPSCs are created from adult somatic cells, and this origin introduces complications. Epigenetic memory can persist long after reprogramming. Residual methylation signatures or chromatin states may bias downstream differentiation and cause functional inconsistencies between cell batches or donors. For example, researchers have observed that some IPSC lines derived from blood cells retain hematopoietic tendencies, while lines derived from fibroblasts may favor mesenchymal or epithelial pathways. Companies like Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics and BitBio are actively working on more uniform reprogramming chemistry and characterization pipelines to reduce these inconsistencies. Even so, achieving consistent epigenetic erasure remains a challenge, and variability continues to affect potency assessments and manufacturing reproducibility. Differentiation and maturation challenges. Many IPSC-derived cell types require intricate, stepwise differentiation protocols. Producing dopaminergic neurons, pancreatic beta cells, midbrain lineages, or mature cardiomyocytes is labor-intensive. Maturation is often incomplete, and the resulting cells may resemble fetal rather than adult tissues. Blue Rock Therapeutics, for instance, has publicly noted the prolonged maturation timelines for dopaminergic neurons in its Parkinson's program. Similarly, ViaCyte, now part of Vertex Pharmaceuticals, has long worked to refine its beta cell differentiation protocols, which involve multiple weeks of culture and advanced functional testing. Key challenges include achieving consistent purity, avoiding mixed populations that raise safety concerns, reducing batch-to-batch variability, scaling protocols to GMP-grade manufacturing. Incomplete differentiation slows development and raises regulatory hurdles because potency assays must correlate closely with the intended mechanism of action. High cost and manufacturing complexity. While iPSCs can theoretically provide unlimited expansion, the real cost lies in process development and quality control. Reprogramming, clonal selection, genomic profiling, epigenetic testing, long differentiation timelines, and stringent release testing all raise expenses. IPSC CDMOs such as Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics, Nkardia, and ReProcell report strong demand for IPSC-derived cell banking, reprogramming, and differentiation services. But they also note that manufacturing complexity significantly elevates cost of goods. One approach to mitigating these challenges is integrated CDMO manufacturing. ReProcell, for example, manages the entire IPSC workflow, from donor sourcing and footprint-free reprogramming to GMP master and working cell bank production, under a single quality system. With dual-site GMP capabilities in the US and Europe, the company provides regulatory-aligned, scalable manufacturing while minimizing batch-to-batch variability and accelerating timelines for IND or CTA submissions. By unifying the IPSC value chain, integrated partners like ReProcell help developers focus on clinical translation with reduced operational and regulatory friction. While integrated CDMOs can reduce cost and complexity, some companies develop their own manufacturing capacity. companies developing allogeneic ipsc-derived therapies, such as Century Therapeutics, Fate Therapeutics, and Sinata Therapeutics, have had to raise substantial capital to build internal platforms that they hope will eventually be capable of supporting cost-effective production. Until automated, closed-system bioprocessing catches up with pluripotent cell needs, price will remain a practical barrier for therapeutic developers. Genomic stability and safety monitoring. Genomic abnormalities can arise during reprogramming or during extended expansion. Some mutations may involve cancer-associated pathways or chromosomal abnormalities that pose unacceptable clinical risks. Most developers now routinely employ whole genome sequencing, karyotyping, and off-target editing analyses, especially when gene editing is used. Companies such as Sana Biotechnology and LifeEdit Therapeutics mention genomic stability as a top priority in their allogeneic programs. Even with advanced screening, regulators often require long-term monitoring because the long lifespan and proliferative potential of ipsc-derived cells heighten safety scrutiny. Clinical translation and regulatory complexity. The regulatory path for ipsc-derived products is still maturing. Agencies continue to refine expectations for potency assays, long-term safety monitoring, release testing for tumorigenicity, comparability protocols when manufacturing changes occur. The global regulatory landscape also varies. Japan has historically moved most quickly on pluripotent cell therapies, supported by institutions like RIKEN and CRA. Companies operating in the United States and Europe face additional layers of testing and documentation. Until regulatory expectations converge, developers must allocate significant resources to regulatory strategy and global alignment. Immune compatibility and allogeneic design. iPSCs offer the option of patient-specific autologous therapies, but autologous manufacturing is slow and expensive. Many companies now pursue allogeneic approaches that require immune engineering to prevent rejection. Fate Therapeutics and Century Therapeutics have built pipelines around engineered ipsc immune cells. These platforms often incorporate gene edits that remove HLA molecules or modulate NK recognition. While promising, this heavy engineering introduces additional regulatory and safety considerations, particularly around durability and off-target effects. Limitations and challenges for iPSCs in 2026. While the ipsc field continues to advance, its limitations also remain meaningful. The companies best positioned to succeed in the ipsc therapeutics market are those building platforms that address safety, consistency, and scalability from the very first development stage. Tumorigenicity testing, robust genomic screening, automated differentiation, and immune engineering are all necessary to convert the theoretical potential of iPSCs into commercially viable therapeutics. In 2026, the leaders in the space are increasingly defined not only by scientific talent but by the strength of their manufacturing sciences. Groups like Blue Rock Therapeutics, Century Therapeutics, and Fujifilm Cellular Dynamics have demonstrated that predictable, tightly controlled production lines matter as much as the biology itself. These companies are investing heavily in automation, long-term stability studies, high-throughput characterization, and closed-system bioprocessing, because controlling variation early reduces cost and accelerates clinical readiness. Market expectations are also shifting. Investors and strategic partners now look for early evidence that an ipsc platform can scale cleanly and withstand regulatory scrutiny. This includes validated potency assays, clear comparability protocols, and documented strategies for immune compatibility. Companies that can provide this level of transparency are more likely to secure partnerships, navigate regulatory requirements, and move toward late-stage clinical trials. Overall, the landscape in 2026 favors developers who treat manufacturing and safety engineering as core competencies rather than downstream tasks. Those who integrate rigorous quality systems from the outset will be the ones most able to translate iPSCs from scientific promise into reliable, clinical-grade products. To learn about the expanding market for iPSCs, view the Global Induced Pluripotent Stem Cell (IPSCell) Industry Report, Market Size, Trends, and Forecasts, 2025. IPSCell Market Report.